Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Success in the Holy Quran. And inshallah, like the previous episodes, we'll be hearing about a beautiful guiding principle that the Quran tells us about, which will ensure our success in the dunya and more importantly in the akhirah. Many a times in our lives we come across obstacles or hurdles, difficulties and hardships. Sometimes those difficulties and hardships are an actual test from the divine. We have to go through those tests to return back to the Creator, to show servitude, humbleness, lowliness, brokenness. And there's a lot of wisdoms behind going through those trials. But sometimes those trials, those obstacles are a direct result of our behavior, our conduct, our thinking, our mindset. And whenever a Muslim forgoes Islamic principles, he abandons the usul provided by the Quran and Hadith, and he begins to act in accordance to his own whims and desires, his own intellect and what he deems and judges to be correct, then he falters and he suffers loss. Sometimes a particular situation requires that we are humble, that we show gratitude, that we are grateful to people and of course the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. But in those situations, instead of being grateful, instead of being humble, instead of appreciating the assistance of others, if we show self-conceit, if we show vanity, if we show ujub, if we show khud basandi, then this will lead to our destruction. Now what is self-conceit? What is vanity? What is ujub, the Arabic word? What is khud basandi, that's used in the Urdu language? This refers to self-praise. This refers to ascribing and attributing all goodness that we attain and we receive in our lives to ourselves. So instead of being humble, instead of showing that we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us bounties, for giving us blessings, for giving us good times, instead we say and we portray that this is our own doing. This is because of me. It's because of my hard work, my efforts that we've attained this, or I've attained this. And when people hear that, people can see that this person is affected by ujub, vanity, self-conceit. He loves himself too much. He feels he is worthy and deserving of every goodness there is. Whereas in reality, he should be humble. He should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, whatever good I receive, whatever blessing I receive is from you, Ya Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Because Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us whatever you receive in terms of blessings, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Quran Al-Kareem also tells us that the person who shows that shukr, the person who shows that gratefulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase him in blessings. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And directly after this particular statement of the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that indeed if you are grateful, I will increase your blessings. Directly after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إن عذابي لشديد. And if you are ungrateful, then indeed my punishment is severe. So, self-conceit, vanity, self-praise, ascribing all goodness to oneself is a defect, is considered a defect in Islam. It's an aib. It's a disease of the heart. And such people should ponder that if at any given moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes their blessings, humbles them, places them into adversity, calamity, difficulty, hardship, what will they do? What can they do? Nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qadir. Allah ta'ala can change the fortunes of someone who is going through the most difficult situation in an instant. And that very same Lord of ours, Jalla Jalaluhu, can change the comfort, ease that someone has in their life into adversity in an instant. So when this is the case, we should be fearful. We should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should fear His secret plan, His divine hidden plan regarding us. We should forever be grateful. We should forever attribute all goodness to Allah. And this is what Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam did, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the throne of Bilqis was brought to him. What did he say? هذا من فضل ربي. This is from the grace of my Lord. ليبلوني أشكر أم أكفر. So that he may test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So in the Quran, time and time again we're told about the ways of the Prophets alayhi wasalam, the ways of the Salihin, that how we should behave when we receive a blessing, how should we behave when we are deprived of a blessing. All of these things are mentioned in Quran and Hadith and the lives of our predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala. It's upon us to adopt them so that we may attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So considering oneself as great, as superior to others, this is not the way of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. Think about it. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam, he chose a life which included and involved faqr, poverty. And this faqr was ikhtiyari, it was chosen by him sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He was not majboor in this regard. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went as far as saying, if I preferred, if I wanted, mountains of gold would walk alongside me. This is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. None of us can make such a statement. But despite this authority which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam was granted, he lived a life of humbleness. He showed us how to be humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's standing up all night in prayer until his blessed feet are swollen. And when Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asks the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to explain this, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for your sake, the former and latter people of your ummah have been forgiven. And she was trying to understand the need for staying up all night, worshipping like this, exerting oneself like this, until the blessed feet became swollen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave? So there the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us, is demonstrating to us, that the more blessings you receive, the higher your maqam and status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you have to be grateful, the more gratefulness then you have to show. And if someone does the opposite, he's being blessed with more and more and more, but he is becoming arrogant, he is praising himself, he's inflicted with this disease of vanity and self-conceit, then destruction awaits such a person. And in fact, narrations tell us that if you see someone that he's continuously sinning, he's misusing the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah is continuing to give him, and he's not being seized, then this is muhla, this is respite from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah will seize that person, Allahu Akbar, that person will become an ibrah, a lesson for all others. Look at the likes of Firaun. Look at the likes of Qarun. These are people who seemingly outwardly had everything, but they died disgraceful, humiliating deaths. Qarun was sunk into the earth. Firaun, we know, drowned in the river. So we have to be humble. We have to ascribe all blessings, all ni'am, all achievements, all goodness and greatness within our lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is hard for the nafs, nafs ammara, that shaitan which is with a person who is a kafir. We're born with a shaitan as well. Of course, this shaitan that is with us throughout our lives and is a disbeliever, how will that shaitan want us, or how will that shaitan prefer that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there are all of these negative influences, satanic influences around us. So we have to make sure that we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we become habitual of that, subhanallah, we'll wake up praising Allah. Throughout the day, our tongues will be moist with the praise of Allah. We'll go to sleep praising Allah in our breaths, in our wealth, in our health, in our children, the afiyah that we have. We will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ya Allah, this is all because of you, Jalla Jalalu. This is nothing to do with me. Ya Allah, you have ordained this. This is the way of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. This is the way of the Salihin. This is the way of the pious people of this Ummah. And if we don't follow them, and instead we ascribe goodness, purity to ourselves, we'll be destroyed. Look what Al-Quran Al-Kareem tells us in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Najm, verse 32. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That do not attribute purity to yourselves. Do not say that you are pure. Do not say that you have purity. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows full well the one who is pious. Allah knows who is pious amongst us. Allah knows what we are in reality. We may trick people. We may deceive people into thinking certain things about us which are not true. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of each and every person. Knows the thoughts that cross his heart and mind. Knows what he is intending. Knows what he is about to do. Knows everything about the person. We should be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how he is observing us at every moment. Instead, we think, what will people say? What will people think about me? How do people judge me? And in this regard, people fall into a lot of sins, a lot of ways that are un-Islamic. And this is one of them, that they try to portray that they are something that they're not. That I am the one who achieved this success on my own. I am the one who made myself successful. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And some people, not only themselves, but they start to have that mindset about others as well. That's even another calamity and destruction. One thing is saying you're great and you're this, that and the other, and attributing everything to yourself, and who is like me, and nobody can reach my level, and I'm this and I'm that. And another thing is, based off this, attributing the success of others to yourself as well. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So for example, saying to people that, remember, if it wasn't for me helping you out in that particular moment, you wouldn't be successful right now. Or don't you dare speak to me like that. You should recall those days when I was the one who made you stand on your own two feet. I was the one who helped you establish that business. I was the one who helped you in your education. I was the one who helped you. You had nothing. You were barefoot. Some people say to others, you came to this country and you had nothing. Who was there to support you at that time? Who helped you? And people don't even realize that as soon as they say this, as soon as they make this claim, as soon as they remind others of favors, the reward for those favors goes out of the window. Is lost. The reward is diminished straight away. Why? Because you are reminding people of favors. And in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're told, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. That, O believers, do not invalidate your charities, your donations, by harming others by reminding people of favors, by reminding people of favors and harming others. So this applies when we remind others of favors. That favor could be related to anything. They were unemployed, you helped them get a job. They were unmarried, you helped them get married. Whatever the case, this is between you and Allah. If Allah Ta'ala made you a wasila, if Allah Ta'ala helped you in helping someone else, Alhamdulillah. Again, this is a time where you show gratefulness. You are supposed to be grateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And instead, what do? We remind others. And when we remind others, can we expect the reward for that now? No. Who gave you tawfiq to help in the first place? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Should you have kept this between you and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Yes, of course. Now that you have reminded others of your favors, now that you have told people who weren't even aware that you helped so-and-so, do you still hope for reward? How? That's foolishness. So, we are not to ascribe purity to ourselves. So, vanity, self-conceit is an evil trait. It has to be removed from our lives. The question is, if somebody has this disease, if somebody is inflicted with this trait, evil trait of vanity, self-conceit, self-praise, ascribing all goodness to oneself, whenever one does a good deed, reminding others of that, based on that good deed, trying to prove superiority over others, what's the cure for this? How to get out of that vicious cycle? How to protect and preserve our good deeds? How to do things only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? How to develop ikhlas, sincerity in our actions? What does Al-Quran Al-Kareem tell us? Surah Mu'minun, verse 57. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala tells us about some sifat, attributes of the pious. One of those attributes He Jalla Jalaluhu mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Indeed, those who are fearful due to the khashya, khashya refers to fear, this fright that they have in their heart. They are fearful because of the khashya, the fear of Allah they have in their hearts. They remain fearful. They're always vigilant, they're always on guard. So, never mind boasting about deeds, never mind reminding others of favors, never mind claiming superiority over others because of things that have occurred in our lives, successes that have come to us. The pious people are those who, despite all of these successes, despite all of these opportunities to help others and the tawfiq of Allah to help others, they remain fearful. They have khashya of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They have true divine fear. They know that they have to stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And they know that the reality is any goodness that they achieve, any goodness that they carry out is due to the tawfiq of Allah. If Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not give them tawfiq, how would they do good deeds in the first place? It was not possible. So they know that they have to show shukr upon being given that tawfiq. Then shukr due to being given the tawfiq to do shukr initially. This is continuous then. That Ya Allah, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praise due to Allah for His blessings are all inclusive. All praise to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in every state. This is the way that we will cure ourselves of this particular disease. And secondly, to remove vanity, self-conceit from our lives, we have to give a respect and honor to other people. We have to give value to other people's opinions and thoughts as well. Normally when a person is inflicted with this disease of vanity, he doesn't give any weight to what others say. Because he thinks he's everything. He thinks he has aqlikul, he thinks he has perfect intellect. And when someone says something, someone advises something, someone suggests and recommends something, he doesn't even pay any attention to it. Why? Because I am the most intelligent. I am the one with the perfect opinion. Allahu Akbar. One way of curing our illnesses in this regard is to give a weight and value to other people's opinions. Someone suggests something, say, Alhamdulillah, that's a good suggestion. I will try and take that on board. I will try to implement that. So giving value to people's opinions is another means of removing vanity and self-conceit from our lives. Another cure is to think in the following way. Today Allah has blessed me. Today I have what many people want. Today I may have status, I may have wealth, I may have good health, I may have family members, beloveds around me. People don't have certain blessings that I may have. I should be humble and I should think that today I have these things, tomorrow, what if they're all taken away from me? What if somebody who doesn't have them today is blessed tomorrow and the reverse happens to me, the opposite happens to me? My blessings are removed. So the Quran tells us, وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ, that again, the pious people, who are they? They are hopeful of the mercy of Allah and they are fearful of His punishment. So when we are fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His punishment, then we'll always be showing gratitude to Him. We'll always be praising Him. We'll always be seeking istighfar, seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our shortcomings. Allah keeps on giving despite our shortcomings. Ya Allah, may I not be amongst those who is being tested. And then when you seize them in such a way that they become an ibrah, a lesson for others. So these are ways that we can remove vanity from our life. Also, Al-Quran Kareem tells us, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This was what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught. O beloved, lower your wings for those who follow you from the mu'mineen, from the believers. Keep your wing lowered. And what it means here, wing of mercy, be merciful to the believers. Show mercy to others. Vanity can lead to developing arrogance, can lead to hard-heartedness, can lead to looking down on others, considering them inferior, of no value, mistreating them, oppressing them, harming them, misbehaving towards them, showing misconduct towards them. These are all things that we need to avoid. And how do we do that? Follow this instruction of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, even there was no chance of him not being merciful to the believers. He is rahmatul lil alamin. But this is also a teaching for the rest of the ummah, that people around us, people who somewhat respect us, value us, honor us, revere us, we should be merciful to them. We shouldn't speak down to them. So inshallah, if we follow these advices, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us in abundance. Allah ta'ala will continue blessing us, creating ease for us and opportunities for us. May Allah ta'ala keep us amongst those who are humble and those who are forever grateful to Him. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way. Guided by the Quran's light, we find our way to success in this life and a brighter day. To success in this life and a brighter day.